John, we're here to learn about the research experiences for teacher program. So give me some background on this. How did this develop?
Sure. Well, you know, we're very interested in two things primarily. One is getting more science STEM education in the elementary classroom, in secondary classrooms, as well as integrating agriculture into these experiences and studying science. So what we're trying to do is to give teachers experience in doing the science with scientists so they really understand the nature of science and able to take that back to their classroom. Well, the science that they're doing is ag-related, in this case, soybeans. And so they're using the soybean plant as the main organism in their classrooms to study science, such as plant life cycles, soil, insects, and interactions, and those types of things.
How many participants do we have in the soybean side of this right now?
Well, right now, this we're going into our second year, and we'll probably have a total of about 12 teachers that will have gone through this program. We're actually going to expand it again next year to more teachers, then actually to Kansas and Iowa as well.
Now, what kind of experience do they have then, and what kind of things are they taking back to the classroom?
Well, these teachers are going to be actually engaged with scientists doing scientific research during the summer. So elementary teachers will come to our campus or another campus or extension research site and actually be looking at different aspects of research on soybeans, on plants. So they're going to really understand the system of the plant, in this case the soybean, and be able to take that new knowledge, that new understanding of the nature of science, how scientists interact with the world around them, and really bring that back to practice within the classroom to gauge their kids in the same thing.
Now, does this include then uses for the soybean, not only just how the soybean grows, but how it's used?
Absolutely. That's an important part of this whole process. It's not only just learning about the knowledge or the content, but it's learning about the application. So absolutely, whether we're talking about pure STEM or in this case, what we're really promoting, the ag and STEM interrelationship, it's about the applications, about what do we do with this new knowledge. So it's about the products that are used for soybeans, like biofuels, whether it's that, or crayons, or makeup, or food products. That's all a key important part.
Yeah. I understand this is something then that as they go back to the classroom and work with the students, it's something even parents get involved in, possibly.
Absolutely. Parents, grandparents, significant others. It's really interesting to see the reactions of the parents as they come to the classroom to make their visits, whether it's open houses or the like, how they respond and react to this whole idea of ag in the classroom and the soybeans in the classroom. So kids have even gone as far as doing science fair projects without any encouragement from the teachers, but they're so engaged and so enthused about learning about science around them, the agricultural community around them, that they actually really get turned on and excited about agriculture and science and applying that to their own lives.
And I guess from agriculture's point of view, the more people we have that understand a little bit of the science behind our products, and hopefully they'll explain that to other people, and we'll have a lot more educated public out there.
Exactly. You know, it's almost a trickle-up, trickle-down effect. The kids learn about it, the parents learn about it. The more that we have an informed public, an informed citizenry, the better.